This is the Dealer News Today podcast, the podcast for automotive executives and the professionals who support them.
Hey, what's going on, folks? And welcome to Dealer News Today, your number one dealership automotive podcast. As you can see, we now have video as well for season 7. So make sure you follow us on social media at Dealer News Today. And you can get all the past episodes and seasons at dealernewstoday.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I am your host, Derek D. And if you're like, wait a second, who is this dude? Well, you just can go to derekd.com and that can fill you in. All right, let's jump right into this episode because, you know, there's a lot of dealerships out there that do not have a succession plan, and you definitely need one. And that's what we're talking about today on D&T, and we have two of the best guys to do it. Please welcome Dave Canton, CEO of the Dave Canton Group, and one of the best attorneys you could go to when it comes to your succession planning needs. He's a partner at Shackelford Law, Jake Pollock. Appreciate you guys coming on Dealer News Today.
Thank you for having me.
Good afternoon, Derek. Great to be here. And Jake, it's so great to have you join us today as we're talking about succession planning.
Thanks, Dave. I look forward to the conversation. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Look, it's never, you know, you don't always get one of the best lawyers in Dallas on a podcast. So I'll take advantage of that anytime I can.
Thank you. Appreciate you saying that.
I'll make note of that as well when next time I'm in Texas.
You know, succession planning, right? We kind of talk about this all the time at the company. And when we sit with clients and talk about succession planning, everyone thinks it's just the immediate planning for death. It's the immediate plan to exit the industry tomorrow. And gosh, are they wrong. You know, we still see and hear these numbers, Jake, that, you know, more than 50% of the automotive industry doesn't have a succession plan. And, you know, it was so critically important for us to do a poll that we did last week and to get you onto this podcast today. You know, succession planning is your forte. It's something that you work really hard to really allow your clients to understand how critically important it is to have a succession plan. How do you feel that more than half the industry doesn't have a succession plan?
Well, that's in line with the national average with respect to estate planning in general. And it's unfortunate because families are left with a situation that they weren't prepared for. And they're having to pick up pieces that they weren't expecting to pick up. So it's always going to be better to have a plan. You know, a plan is an intentional structure that you do in advance so that things will operate more smoothly and seamlessly if something unfortunate happens.
Yeah. And Jake, you know, one of the things that, you know, is so important for all the dealers and executives and companies that are listening to this podcast is to understand that it doesn't mean you're exiting the industry tomorrow. It doesn't mean that we're planning for your death tomorrow. And I think that's generally speaking from even having a succession plan, because they almost feel like they don't want to manifest the future. But to your point, Jake, they're protecting the next generation. They're protecting their legacy that they've worked so hard to establish and build by having a succession plan. And I know firsthand at Dave Canton Group, when we do succession planning, sometimes it's years before that succession plan is completed because there are many steps and there's different paths to take in each succession plan. Jake, you know, it's so interesting to understand your background and everything that you've done and the clients that you work with, and you're in a really large legal firm. Tell us, if you don't mind, when a customer comes to you, a client comes to you and says, you know, tell me what I have to do to have a succession plan. What does it mean? How does it benefit me? Do you mind walking them through that and walking us through exactly how you walk them through a succession plan?
Sure. So first of all, we obviously have to take every client and every business where it is. You know, in a perfect world, the day after a dealership or any business is formed or acquired, we would start the succession planning process. But, you know, again, we have to take everyone where they're at.
Wait, pause one second. I apologize. I gotta ask you something. So you're saying you start the succession planning process as soon as they purchase the asset?
Well, we would very much like to.
Yeah. Okay. I love that. I'm on board with that. I just want everyone to hear that. Because I agree, right? And that's what I really love that you said. You don't plan it 20 years after you own the asset, right? Or the assets. You plan it upon acquiring the asset. So go ahead. I apologize to interrupt.
No, that's quite right. And to your point, it often takes time to fully develop a plan. You know, people are acquiring businesses, dealers are acquiring dealerships when they are younger, and they may not know exactly what the future is going to hold, who might be involved. But as things evolve, as people get older, as their children get older, maybe get involved in the business, it becomes more apparent what the succession planning options are. A succession plan, quite simply, is an intentional arrangement of personal and business affairs to direct the ownership and management transition toward a beneficial outcome. So we're talking about putting something in place intentionally so that the end result is going to be beneficial to either the owner or the owner's family and the business itself. So the sooner that we can get started with that process, the better it's going to be for everyone involved.
So typically in your experience, and I talk about this in a great piece of content that I wrote about 2 years ago on succession planning, but what does that team look like around a family or business that helps them create that succession plan?
So obviously the business owner, spouse, and of course, if there are other business owners, then they need to be involved as well. Then we're talking about CPA, financial advisor, key personnel at the business, because we may have several layers of operations and management, and we want to make sure that we've addressed the succession plan at all of the applicable levels. Because, you know, to your point, we can plan today for a business owner, an auto dealer, deciding voluntarily that they're going to exit, they're going to sell the dealership, or they're going to pass the dealership along to the next generation. But we're also talking about involuntary situations, things that are unexpected, that come up where a management or ownership gap or both is a consequence of that. And we want to have a plan in place to fill those gaps quickly and seamlessly so that there's so that the business moves forward again without any interruptions.
Yeah, well said, Jake. And it's so critically important that you're always trying to protect the business. And I'll tell you what we see on the M&A side and the unfortunate circumstance that you just spoke about. You know, the last thing you want as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, is to have a catastrophic event that disrupts the business and really creates not just a distraction, but it creates a negative impact on the value of the company. And unfortunately, we've been involved in several of those throughout the years where there were dealers that did not have a succession plan. The unfortunate catastrophic event took place, and the significant other, the spouse, is left to figure out how to maintain running the company. Or if there's no successor and there's no significant other, you have a group of individuals, of managers, that are running the organization. And unfortunately, the manufacturers, as we know, are not happy with that. They definitely want a dealer in place. They want a successor in place. They want a dealer that's going to be operating the business. And every day that goes by in a catastrophic situation in a business, the value of that asset goes backward. And I tell my clients all the time, when you can control the destiny, when you get the ability to pass the torch or to create that next legacy aspect for the buyer, that's priceless. And it doesn't mean it has to essentially be done tomorrow or in the next year or 5 years. It just means there's an outline, there's a blueprint. In my opinion, Jake, and tell me what you think, it's like trying to build a home without architectural plans. Well, when you don't have a succession plan, you can't properly prepare for the future to not just exit the industry, but to build your business. And I think some of the greatest confusion that automotive dealers have today is part of succession planning is building your business. Sometimes we add additional opportunities, meaning that we purchase more dealerships, part of a succession plan, to maximize the footprint to maximize the portfolio, to understand how far out that succession plan allows us to go in order to fulfill our goal of the succession plan. So, you know, Jake, a lot of what I understand, and with so much of what you bring to the table, if a dealer doesn't have one today, what are the first initial steps in your experience that they should immediately do?
Well, we want to address
outside of calling you.
We want to address it from two sides. So on the first side is their personal affairs. We want to make sure that they have a foundational level of estate planning, which will include a will and diminished capacity documents. Because if I go back to your analogy, it's like building a house without a blueprint. Well, think about building a house without a blueprint and your builder is now laid up and can't do anything. And so we want to make sure that we've got a seamless transition on that side. If we have a dealer who has some kind of incapacity or an unforeseen death. Then on the second side, we want to make sure that we have business operating agreements that will cover the management gap and talk about how the equity of the business, how the ownership of the business is going to be transferred. We're talking about timing. We're talking about determination of value. We're talking about manufacturer approvals. We're talking about financing. We want to make sure that we have all of those bases covered to the extent possible to, again, make this as much of a seamless transition as possible.
So say I'm one of the 50% of dealerships that does not have a succession plan. And I know in that poll you did on the Dave Canton Group LinkedIn that I saw 35% passing on to the next generation. So I want to do that, but I don't have a succession plan. Do I contact DCG and for that first, or do I contact someone like Jake, my lawyer, first to contact you? Like, how does that go?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dave. And DCG works with all the lawyers in the industry that handle succession planning. And we would never do a succession plan without having your corporate lawyer involved or your trust lawyer involved. You know, this is what Jake does as a specialty. So absolutely, you call Jake, right? Jake will then bring in DCG as an M&A advisor. You know, part of a critical step of having a succession plan is also understanding the value of your assets, right? So what Jake's role is and our role and his role is two separate roles that work hand in hand in creating a succession plan. You must know the value of your assets. This way you understand, and I think Jake was just talking about this and you just brought it up, where 35% of the poll we did on LinkedIn last week was pass on to the next generation. That's what they think a succession plan is. Okay, great. What if there's multiple individuals, multiple children to pass it on to, but you don't have a succession plan? Who gets what? Who operates what? Who becomes the successor? Who goes on the OEM applications? Who has the greater experience? And then amongst the children, who thinks that they should be able to? You know, there's a show on TV about that called Succession.
Right. Yep.
Right. I'm sure everyone watched an episode or two. That's real. Okay. That is real life succession of what happens if you are not properly prepared. It shouldn't create that anxiety within the family and the distraction within the company with having multiple individuals have a dispute, because that's what's always going to happen if it's not written down, if it's not documented, of what happens in the event. And let me say this, more and more we're seeing today where it's not essentially the next generation, or it's not the executive management teams because of the values of these acquisitions, but it's a third party, right? It's going out to market. It's a publicly traded company. It's a privately held company. It's a private equity or family office firm that's going to be acquiring it. Everything must be written down to how they want those assets distributed, how they want those the ability for what they've worked hard for to be passed on. And we hear this all the time in the automotive industry. You know, I got to give automotive dealers, entrepreneurs, the greatest endorsement there is, because in all industries, and we're involved in a lot of them, they are amongst some of the most resilient and hardest working entrepreneurs I have ever met. You know, you don't find many businesses that the doors open at 7 a.m. and close at 9 o'clock at night. And that's a car dealership. And in some states, 7 days a week. You know, these are hardworking individuals. And sometimes they're just so tunnel vision focused on running their business. They're not thinking, what if I'm not able to run the business? They're just so highly and honed in on focused on running the business. They don't want to think about what happens if I can't. With that being said, you know, it's so important that you understand succession planning is no different than having life insurance, right? It's no different than having health insurance. It's no different than having homeowners insurance or car insurance, but in a much greater scale. It's protecting the asset, but it's also creating that blueprint, Jake, good point, to understanding what happens next. What I really like to point out about succession planning, because I brought this up in the beginning, and Jake, I would love your opinion on this because I know it's something you believe in as well, is, you know, the preparation of understanding how, if you have the right plan, you could build a more successful company. And I think when you have a succession plan, there's no uncertainty of the future. And having minimal or no uncertainty will ultimately create greater success within the business and allow the business to scale, grow, and be more profitable. Jake, what's your take on that?
Well, you're right. Certainly, conflict and uncertainty can cause key personnel to decide not to stick around. And so if you have a situation where the business is going through a transition and there is no apparent plan, and you've got different people, different members of the family, different people who are involved in the business trying to exercise control, you may have certain key personnel decide, you know what, I didn't sign up for this. And so having a plan in place is always likely going to make things easier, make the transitions easier. I'm glad you brought up life insurance and the possibility of having a generational difference between, you know, a child who may be involved in the business and one or more children who are not, because we can utilize things like life insurance to equalize in that respect. And that's why having your financial advisor and your CPA on the team, on the business succession planning team, is important, because it helps to know what other assets do we have that we can utilize if one member of the family is the heir apparent to the dealership. What else do we have that we can utilize to equalize value without involving people in the business that perhaps aren't best suited for that?
Great point. So if there's two children and one child is in the business, running day to day, and one decided to go a different career path, you're saying it's not fair to just cut out the child that decided not to go in the career path of mom or dad running the automotive dealership. So you could offset their percentage or interest with life insurance. It's another tool or mechanism to keep things equal.
Correct. Life insurance is one option. Private investments is another. Other, you know, business equity investments is a third. So, you know, working through that and deciding how to direct different assets can be very helpful to the execution of the plan.
Yeah, that's having a succession plan in place, like life insurance, if, say, the owner of the dealership were to pass away. What if he's just or she's just retiring? How does that, that's a whole nother ballgame, isn't it? I mean, because it's not, you wouldn't be able to dig into that life insurance. I guess you just have to, they would have to figure out which kid gets what or who's involved in the business still or not. My take.
Yes. In dealing with a voluntary liquidation, right? A business owner that decides voluntarily, I'm going to sell the business or I'm going to pass the business along now to the next generation, is different. But, you know, we still want to make sure that we have certain bases covered, right? If the business owner sells the business, then we want to come back with him or her and the spouse, if there's a spouse, and decide on how to reorganize a plan now that they've liquidated their equity in the business, especially if it's a cash buyout. You know, if it's some kind of earnout or, you know, payment over time, then, you know, we may need to wait a little while in order to get a sense of what the full economic picture is going to be. If a business owner decides today that they want to pass the business along, they want to pass the dealership along to, you know, their son, and they have a daughter who's not involved in the business, then again, we want to make sure that we address that with other assets in their will. So that, I mean, you know, if they're still alive and well, then they can do whatever they want with their estate. But, you know, we want to make sure that if there's an unforeseen death, that we have arranged things so that the value of the business is accounted for on the other side of the family tree.
And I'll tell you what's so important is really knowing who to have around the table with you, right? Because, I mean, a lot of the things that Jake spoke about today, just your average corporate attorney is not going to know, right? And every dealer kind of has their general counsel in-house, out-of-house. You know, they go to their corporate attorney, their, you know, contractual obligations and things of that nature. But it's so important to have a specialist by your side, right? Your CPA, your corporate attorney, state attorney that can really focus on all the benefits of succession planning, your mergers and acquisition specialist. It's important to surround yourself with the best team possible. You know, in life, that's what it's about. It's about making sure you're surrounded with the greatest people that can protect you, protect your assets that you worked so hard to accomplish, and then allow that to carry on generations to follow. You know, we use the word, Jake, a lot, legacy, right? Legacy is a key word. And when someone and or in a group of individuals work hard over generations, because typically, you know, a lot of auto groups today, Derek, you might not know this, or you probably do from doing season, you know, all the six seasons so far in Dealer News Today.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, you're dealing with typically a second or third generation when you're building a succession plan. The first generation, you know, most likely is not in the business or not with us anymore. So you have a history. There's roots here in this company. And, you know, I find it really hard to believe that not every dealership that is considering either growing and scaling or eventually exiting doesn't consider a succession plan. It's important. Jake, let me ask you this. I think it's important for all of our really understand the most important part in your opinion as a succession plan. Tell us, you know, the OEMs, right? They really, you know, the automotive manufacturers in the automotive industry, they kind of dictate, right, in a buy-sell transaction, either the approval, the decline, the right of first refusal, right? On every acquisition, it's the only industry, right, in my opinion, in the M&A world, that, you know, money just doesn't buy the asset, right? I don't care how much money you have, you can't walk into a car dealership and say, here's an agreed upon amount, tomorrow it's my business. It doesn't work that way. Now, there is a lot of other industries where you could buy a company overnight and get through the contractual agreements pretty quickly, fund the money, and it's now your company. In the automotive industry, you must go through the OEM process of filling out the applications, meeting with the manufacturers, meeting their requirements for the specific brand, and then successfully being approved. How important in a succession plan, in your opinion, Jake, is it to ensure that there are successors in that succession plan to protect the approvability if mom or dad is no longer the dealer and it's a catastrophic event or not, somebody else must step in to be that dealer so they're not forced to sell?
Well, I think it's very important. And for those dealers that who have children and, you know, more remote generations of the family involved in the business, I think they have a bit of a head start because they're able to expose those family members to the manufacturers and vice versa. But we don't always have that situation. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have to, you know, what I said at the very beginning, we have to take each business owner where they are today and work from there. And so, you know, if we have key personnel who may be the heir apparents to the, then we can start introducing them to the manufacturers and getting a sense of comfort there. If for whatever reason they don't have that structure in place and the dealer is going to be looking to sell the franchise, sell the dealership to someone on the outside, then, you know, that's just a process that has to begin at some point in time and run its natural course.
Yeah, look, I think, Jake, I'm so grateful for you to come on the show today. Derek, you probably learned a lot about succession planning. It's a topic that is so important, especially understanding. And Jake, I think you would agree with me here. We're going to see more succession plan happen, or more and more dealers exiting the industry over the next few years. Consolidation is at an all-time height. I think dealers that were considering to retire pre-COVID kind of sat on the sideline, enjoyed a very healthy automotive industry financially over the last few years. And if they don't have the next generation to pass it on to, or they don't have executive management leadership team that could financially acquire them, they're going to have to look outside and consider other areas. And now is the time. If you don't have a succession plan, now is the time to create that succession plan. It's never too late. Jake, in your opinion, if a dealer wanted to wake up tomorrow, listen to this podcast, take your advice and say, okay, I'm ready, how long does it take estimated to create a succession plan?
Well, again, there are different components. Some of them we can get done in a matter of weeks. Some of them are going to take longer. But to your point, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it is too late to create a succession plan, but it's never too early to create a succession plan. I think we should start working with dealers as early as they are ready and comfortable doing this, so that we have as much runway as possible to get something in place.
If you don't have a succession plan, you need to call Jake. Jake's going to call DCG, and we're going to all get together. We're going to sit around a table, and we're going to help you create a succession plan. You know, I say this all the time. You must protect your legacy. You know, you work really hard as automotive dealers, some of the most resilient, some of the most hardest working entrepreneurs I've ever met, and some of the most philanthropic. I'll say that as well. You know, real quick, not to hop back into the podcast, but, you know, March 2020, when COVID first hit, you know, the automotive industry went to a complete standstill like many other industries, like every industry. But once it became an essential workplace, automotive dealer entrepreneurs, dealer owners had to figure out overnight how to go from shutting down a company with hundreds of or thousands of employees to immediately reopening it and making everyone feel safe, from customers to employees to figuring out how to deliver vehicles, how to service vehicles. I mean, these entrepreneurs didn't just rise to the occasion. They were powerhouses. They did an unbelievable job. And you want to talk about grit, they displayed a level of tenacity throughout COVID that I've never seen demonstrated in any other industry. So protect that legacy, protect that hard work. And there's no better time to consider doing a succession plan than now. Jake, thank you so much for coming on today's podcast. I think, you know, everyone that learned a lot from this, and we will have your contact information for them to reach out to you as well. Number one attorney in Dallas, ladies and gentlemen, Jake Pollock. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Dave. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the conversation.
The moral of the story is, if you don't have a succession plan, you're a dealership owner listening, watching, you got to get that in order. So get in touch with Jake, get in touch with Dave over at DCG, and they will take care of you. Appreciate both you guys coming on as usual. Dave Canton, CEO of the Dave Canton Group, and Jake Pollock, the attorney and partner at Shackelford Law down in Texas. So thank you guys so much. Do appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Jake. Take care. Thank you so much.
This episode of Dealer News Today brought to you by the Dave Canton Group, leading edge automotive M&A services across North America. Those that can choose anyone for M&A services, choose the Dave Canton Group, the authority in automotive M&A. Visit DaveCantonGroup.com to see why.